This is the Talking Heads. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Normally, I'd keep the Talking Heads going, but today it's May the 3rd. So what we're doing today is May the 4th. On May the 3rd, it's Time Travel with Chris Earle. 1 hour of all Star Wars, and I've only got an hour, so here we go.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
There goes Skywalker.
Go, Andy, go!
You'll be hard-pressed to catch up with the leaders.
Star Wars today. We're going to start you in episode 1. I'm going to go through 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe a few in 7, 8, 9, maybe a little bit more. A couple surprises along the way. It's Time Travel 2.0 with Chris Earle, all Star Wars today. Here's Duel of the Fates from episode 1, The Phantom Menace, celebrating its 25th anniversary. May the 3rd be with you.
Galaxy far away, Naboo was under an attack. And I thought me and Qui-Gon Jinn could talk the Federation into maybe cutting them a little slack. But their response, it didn't thrill us. They locked the doors and tried to kill us. We escaped from that gas, then met Jar Jar and Boss Nass. We took a bongo from the scene and we went to feed to see the queen. We all wound up on Tatooine. That's where we found this boy. Oh my, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just just a small fry. And he left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying, soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Did you know this junkyard slave isn't even old enough to shave? But he can use the force, they say. Yeah, he's probably gonna marry her someday. Well, I know he built C-3PO, and I've heard how fast his pod can go. And we were broke, it's true, so we made a wager or two. Ooh, he was a prepubescent flying ace, and the minute Jabba started off that race, well, I knew who would win first place. Gonna be a Jedi. Now we finally got to Coruscant. The Jedi Council we knew would want to see how good the boy could be. So we took him there and we told the tale how his midichlorians were off the scale, and he might fulfill that prophecy. Of course, could he bring balance to the force? They interviewed the kid. Oh, training they forbid, because Yoda sensed in him much fear. And Qui-Gon said, now listen here, just stick it in your pointy ear. I still will teach this boy. He was singing, Jedi. Soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. We caught a ride back to Naboo, 'cause Queen Amidala wanted to. I frankly would have liked to stay. We all fought in that epic war, and it wasn't long at all before little Hotshot flew his plane and saved the day. And in the end, some Gungans died, some ships blew up and some pilots fried. A lot of folks were croaking, the battle droids were broken. And the Jedi I admire most met up with Darth Maul, and now he's toast. Well, I'm still here and he's a ghost. I guess I'll train this boy. And I was singing, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. And he left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying, soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. We were singing, here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. And he left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying, soon I'm gonna be a Jedi.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts. And we have a caller on the line. Hello, caller. Where are you calling from? No, he's gone. It's my dad. My dad was calling in from the Carolinas. Let's see if he calls back. Otherwise, we were going to continue on with episode 2. It is Star Wars all day until 7 p.m. here on Time Travel with Chris Earle, WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
Do you like your army?
I look forward to seeing them in action.
They'll do their job well. I'll guarantee that.
Thank you for your time, Django.
Always a pleasure to meet a Jedi.
This is Django's Escape in the background. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, Episode 2, Attack of the Clones. It is Star Wars Day, a day early here on Time Travel 2.0 with Chris Earle. Here with you until 7 p.m. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Do we have a caller on the line?
Hello. This is your dad.
It's Dad. Hi, Dad.
Yeah.
How are you?
And I'm with Jenny, Aunt Carol, James, and Scarlett.
You got a full house.
On the radio?
We're live on the radio.
Yeah, we're live.
We're live.
You want to say hi?
No.
Hello.
No?
No, she doesn't want to say hi. It's 6:12 in the evening in Medford, Massachusetts. What time is it where you are?
6:12. We're in Eastern Standard Time, too.
Eastern Standard Time. Calling from the Carolinas, I believe. Correct?
That's right.
South, north, in the middle?
Yeah, Johns Island, Charleston, South Carolina.
Very nice.
Is that where you live? Don't you want to talk on the radio?
No.
No.
Wow. Your first word on the radio is no. All right. First word on the radio is no.
You want to talk to You want to talk to Uncle Chris?
There's music in the background. It's Star Wars.
Yeah.
She must like cartoons, must like Disney.
You like Disney?
Scarlett, do you like Disney?
No.
No?
She like princesses?
You're going to become famous talking on the radio.
Do you like The Mandalorian?
Maybe Hector would like
it. All right. Hector, where are you?
Over here.
Huh? All right.
You ever had blue milk?
No.
No.
So we're down here. We have a nice, 79, 80 degree day. No rain. And it's clover time on the lawn down here.
Beautiful.
Millions and millions of clover.
Here, Dada.
Yeah?
In chair. I'm in this chair.
In this chair, right here.
Yeah. And Scarlett is sitting in the chair, and she's got a bouncy ball, huh? She likes it when you can bounce the ball as high as it can go, right? Isn't that what you like? Yeah.
Okay.
Now her dad's sitting there. So James is all set.
Bouncing the ball up and down.
Baby number two.
All right.
So Katie's over there. So not this week. Maybe next week or the week after. But it's going to be a May baby, that's for sure, right? Your little brother's going to come in May. And we're there. Right?
Hi.
Well, this has been wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in. It's Star Wars Day. And hello to Scarlett. And she's got a little baby brother on her way. Out there on John's Island.
Yeah. Okay. So Star Wars Day.
Star Wars Day. You never know. Could be a Star Wars baby.
Yeah.
Never know. It's going to be a little boy. Might like Star Wars.
Yeah. So that's it. So you got any guests on tonight?
Just you. Mostly Star Wars. It's dialogue.
Okay.
It's Star Wars characters. It's me talking about Star Wars. And it's me answering the phone for my family who doesn't know much about Star Wars. But thanks so much for calling in. And I will talk to you later. You guys enjoy your night. And thanks for calling into WMFO here in Medford, Massachusetts. We are going to play Star Wars Mad Libs next. Coming up.
No. Okay.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
You got to say bye to Uncle Chris.
Bye-bye.
Situation, Captain. Two Jedi have landed in the main hangar bay. We're tracking them.
Just as Count Dooku predicted.
So we're going to do some Mad Libs here on Star Wars Day. If anybody wants to call in with some adjectives, some nouns, some plural nouns, some verbs, and we will do a Mad Lib, Star Wars Mad Lib, coming up. Time Travel with Chris Earle here with you until 7 p.m. And thanks to my dad for calling on in with the family down south in the Carolinas. My sister Katie's having a baby boy soon, within the next week or so. And congratulations.
I suggest you move the separatist leaders to Mustafar.
It will be done, my lord.
The end of the war is near, General.
But the loss of Count Dooku...
His death was a necessary loss. Soon I will have a new apprentice. One far younger and more powerful.
You must learn the ways of the Force if you're to come with me to Alderaan.
Alderaan? I'm not going to Alderaan. I've got to get home. It's late. I'm in port as it is.
I need your help, Luke. She needs your help. I'm getting too old for this sort of thing.
It's May 4th on the 3rd. Time travel with Chris Earle here with you till 7 p.m. All
help
Star
me,
Wars.
Obi-Wan.
All Star Wars today.
Her name was Leia. She was a princess with a Danish on each ear and Darth Vader drawing near. So R2-D2 found Ben Kenobi.
Obi-Wan.
He'd have to put the Death Star plans into the Rebellion's hands. So Luke and Obi-Wan had to get to Alderaan. So they stopped into Mos Eisley to have a drink with Han at the Star Wars Cantina. The weirdest creatures you've ever seen. At the Star Wars Cantina. Music and blasters and old Jedi masters at the Star Wars.
Una puta solo.
His name was Solo.
Han Solo.
He was a pilot with a blaster at his side and a smile 12 parsecs wide there with Chewbacca. He was a Wookiee. They met with Luke and Obi-Wan about the Millennium Falcon docking bay 94. Stormtroopers at the door with a flash of Ben's lightsaber. Now there's an arm on the floor at the Star Wars Cantina. The weirdest creatures you've ever seen. At the Star Wars Cantina. Music and blasters and old Jedi masters at the Star Wars.
Mos Eisley Spaceport. You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. You must be cautious.
His name was Yoda. He was a Muppet. Darth Vader was so bad. And by the way, he's Luke's dad. Luke kissed his sister. His hand got cut off. In that galaxy far, far away, Luke has had a lousy day. Boba Fett was so mean. Jabba had bad hygiene. Why didn't they all just relax back on Tatooine? At the Star Wars Cantina. The weirdest creatures you've ever seen. At the Star Wars Cantina. Music and blasters and old Jedi masters at the Star Wars.
The Force will be with you.
All right, it's May 4th on the 3rd here on Time Travel 2.0 with Chris Earle. Why is it 2.0? Because it's only 1 hour long now. I got to pack all kinds of information in there. I even fielded a call. I field calls here. I field offers and I field calls. In the background is the Dune Sea, the Jedi Sandcrawler from Episode 4, A New Hope. Hello to my dad called in with Scarlett, who's his granddaughter. She's my niece. James and Katie were there and Ginny was there. And they were all looking at the baby. That's what you do when you have a baby. You just kind of look at the baby. You're like, what's the baby doing? Is the baby okay? Is the baby hungry? Is the baby saying anything? You want the baby to say yes more than no. If they say no all the time, they don't want to do anything. Then they're just being belligerent. What if your first word was belligerent? That'd be fun. If a baby had their first word be belligerent. Or rude. Like, that's rude. Wouldn't that be funny if a baby came out and just popped out and said, that's rude. This has nothing to do with Star Wars, but I don't care. It's my show. I'm going to do what I want. I'm offering to you some wonderful Star Wars selections from John Williams and other places. Jonathan Davis Chapman, or John Chapman Davis, or Richard Cheese, if you know him better that way. It's John Davis Chapman. Star Wars Cantina was on there. We had Weird Al in there with his Saga Begins. We got a great Han Solo song coming up that you might like. You might not. I don't care. Doesn't matter to me. 6:26 in the evening. If you're still at work, leave. What are you waiting for? I dressed up as a Jawa once for Halloween. I wanted to be Yoda. It was 1980, but I got the chicken pox, and I couldn't go out for Halloween. And then I kind of scabbed over. And my mom's like, yeah, you can go out now. We'll make you a Jawa. So I was a Jawa, covered my face. Probably the only time I wore blackface, now that I think of it. It's back in the 80s. When you could be a Jawa, when you were 4 feet tall and 12 and nobody cared. Nobody looked at you like, that's racist. No, it was a character from Star Wars, and it still is. What are you doing tonight, people? It's Friday night. Are you watching the baby? Are you going out on the town? I'll tell you, man, time flies. 2024. You know, this is a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. I'll tell you, if I could do it all again, I wouldn't. I'll tell you that. Wouldn't do it at all. We're doing Mad Libs today. This is The World According to Yoda, Part 2. We had one of the friends here just called in with some verbs and some nouns and some adjectives, and we're playing Mad Libs. Here's the first one. Mad Libs, The World According to Yoda. Run or run not. Oh, I should do it as Yoda. Why don't I do it as Yoda? Do I have a nice background here? Or is this going to be over soon? Oh, it's only a minute and 30. Maybe I could do it a minute 30. Let's see. Oh, I got to have the Yoda. I think if it's Yoda, I got to have the Yoda behind it. So let's do that. We'll do a little Yoda behind it.
Okay. Hello. Hello, everybody. It's Yoda! This is The World According to Yoda, Part 2 Mad Libs, as performed by Yoda!
Sound like Julia Child, but here we go.
Run, or run not, there is no jump. A Jedi's fruit flows from the Force, but beware, anger, fear, and aggression, the salty side they are. Once you start down the dark lightsaber, forever will it dominate your blaster. A Jedi must have the deepest candy and the most fancy mind. A Jedi uses the Force for knowledge, and his balls for attack. Clear your legs of questions, and you must unlearn what you have coughed.
That's it. That's Mad Libs, World According to Yoda. We'll do another Mad Libs shortly. We've jumped up to episode 5, which is The Empire Strikes Back, which is my favorite of the bunch. I gotta go back, because I had some great stuff in here, including this one from Han Solo. So let's jump back to episode 4 again. I'm gonna give you a couple of little quotes from A New Hope, and then we'll go back to The Empire Strikes Back. I'm here with you for another half an hour. It's all Star Wars. It's Star Wars. May the 4th be with you on the 3rd. Time Travel 2.0 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
Until this battle station is fully operational, we are vulnerable. The Rebel Alliance is too well equipped. They're more dangerous than you realize.
Dangerous to your Starfleet, Commander, not to this battle station. Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed. The ability to destroy a planet is insignificant next to the power of the Force.
Una puta solo?
Yes, Greedo. As a matter of fact, I was just going to see your boss. Tell Jabba that I've got his money.
Son pitare. Maratamti nach makichiza. Jabba wa ninchikoh babushani aitani wanyaruska. Chaskinyawi uchuzu.
Yeah, but this time I've got the money.
Erijalya kulka inti kuninkusua.
I don't have it with me. Tell Jabba.
Jabba hai tikti. Sogurulie pulyanya urwans patika kushunku ponwatipi.
Even I get bored it sometimes. Do you think I had a choice?
Club Jabba. Pupa kupak ni atapampa.
Over my dead body.
Uchle nyuma. Ches pokututa krista krenko. Ya oska.
Yes, I bet you have.
All right. We needed a Han Solo song. Well, here it is.
Tonight, finally feeling free and it feels so right. Oh, time to do the things I like. Gonna see a princess, everything's alright. Oh, no job but I answer to. Ain't a fixture in the palace zoo. No, and since the carbonite's off me, I'm living life now that I'm free. Yeah, told me get myself together. Now I got myself together. Now I made it through the weather. Better days are gonna get better. I'm so happy the carbonite is gone. I'm moving on. I'm so happy that it's over now. The pain is gone.
I'm putting on my shades to cover up my eyes. I'm jumping in my ride. I'm getting out tonight.
I'm solo. I'm Han Solo. I'm Han Solo. I'm Han Solo. Solo.
I'm picking up my blaster, putting it on my sign. I'm jumping in my Falcon.
I'm solo, I'm Han Solo, I'm Han Solo, I'm Han Solo, solo. I'm Han Solo, I'm Han Solo, solo. Now I'm feeling how I should. Join the alliance, it feels so good. Oh, stop feeling misunderstood. Back in the game, who knew I would? Oh, so flat time I spread my wings. Loving myself makes me wanna sing. Oh, oh, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Told me get my act together. Now I got my act together.
Yay.
Now I made it through the weather. Better days are gonna get better. I'm so happy. Carbonite is gone. I'm moving on. I'm so happy that it's over now. The pain is gone.
I'm putting on my shades to cover up my eyes. I'm jumping in my ride. I'm heading out tonight.
I'm solo. I'm Han Solo. I'm Han Solo. I'm Han Solo. Solo.
Feeling like a star. You can't stop my shine. I'm loving Cloud City. My head's in the sky.
I'm solo. I'm Han Solo. I'm Han Solo. I'm Han Solo. Solo.
It's like S-O-L-O-S-O-L-O-S-O-L-O. I'm living my life, ain't got stress no more. I'm putting on my shades to cover up my eyes. I'm jumping in my ride, I'm heading out tonight.
I'm solo, I'm Han Solo. I'm Han Solo, I'm Han Solo, solo.
I'm feeling like a star, you can't stop my shine. I'm loving Cloud City, my head's in the sky.
I'm solo, I'm Han Solo. I'm Han Solo.
long have you had these droids?
About 3 or 4 seasons.
They're up for sale if you want them.
Let me see your identification.
You don't need to see his identification.
We don't need to see his identification.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
These aren't the droids we're looking for.
He can go about his business.
You can go about your business.
Move along.
Move along. Move along.
Oh, look, R2. There's our large yellow bird friend. Hello, friend bird.
Hi, C-3PO. Hi, little R2-D2.
Pardon the intrusion, but you don't seem your normal, happy, bubbly bird-like self today. Is anything troubling you?
Well, I don't know. It's just that today, I can't seem to get my numbers straight. I can't tell my 1 from a 4 or a 3 from a 2. I don't know what to do.
An excellent suggestion, R2. We are computerized robots. We're experts in numbers. Perhaps we can help you with your numbers.
Oh, would you?
It really isn't difficult. You see, if it says 1, you go. If it says 2, you go. If it says 3, then you go. And that's the way it's done. Now, I used to get confused about my numbers. Like, which was 1 or 3 or 4 or 2? But now I find my numbers very easy. Because this is what I do. If it says 1, I go. If it says 2, I go. If it says 3, then I go. It's as simple as can be.
But now, what if it says 4?
I go. Nothing more.
What if it says 26?
I just go.
Hey, I think I get it. Listen, if it says 1, I go beep.
Exactly.
If it says 2, I go beep beep.
Precisely.
If it says 3, then I go beep beep beep. And that's the way it's done.
Clever bird.
But now what if it says 4?
I go. Nothing more.
But what if it says 2,478,693?
Oh, you just go. You see?
If it says 1, I go beep.
Correct.
If it says 2, I go beep beep.
And?
If it says 3, then I go beep beep beep. And that's the way it's done.
Oh, isn't this fun, R2?
I think I got it. Thanks, C-3PO. Cha-cha-cha.
Pardon? He just said he's on one of his tiresome secret missions. He has an important message to deliver to someone here on Sesame Street. Oh, I do beg your pardon. I am C-3PO, and this is my counterpart, R2-D2. R2, come back at once. Where are your manners?
That's pretty good. He's like on a secret mission in Sesame Street there. I'll say I play that for Scarlett out there in the Carolinas. Why not? Yeah, she's got to learn about numbers. She knows no. She knows no. She's got to learn numbers, too. That was kind of like a little Mexican cha-cha. So I thought, well, you know what? It's supposed to be all Star Wars, but it is my radio show, and it's Cinco de Mayo this weekend, so here's Wall of Voodoo. Happy Star Wars Day, everybody. Here's Mexican Radio. From the only DJ who gives a shit. It's Time Travel with Chris Earl, WMFO in Metro.
The Death Star, but this time the rebels won't be so lucky. The power of the Death Star was insignificant compared to the power of the Force. And with Obi-Wan Kenobi gone, I am the master. See it as the Empire strikes back.
All right. Evil's taken over, as usual. We're up to Episode 5, Empire Strikes Back. It's all Star Wars today here on Time Travel 2.0 with Chris Earle. A little wall of voodoo for Cinco de Mayo. Should we do another Mad Lib? Watto's Junkyard. Watto's Junk Shop. Should I put a little, maybe a little something Baroque or something in the background while I'm doing a little Watto's Junk Shop? Do I have anything Baroque? If it ain't Baroque, don't fix it. Do-do-do, do-do-do, do-do, do-do. Do-do-do, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, do-do-do, da-da-da, do-do-do-do-do-do-do, do-do-do, 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 do-do-do. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, this is nice. I'm going to do Watto's Junk Shop Mad Libs. Thanks to my friend here. Jim, sending me some verbs, some nouns, some adjectives to do Watto's Junk Shop. I did Yoda before. I'm going to do Watto now. Watto's the junk shop owner in Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. This is the music from Return of the Jedi in the background. Because I'm, you know, I do it all here. You know, I run the board. I write. I produce. I edit. I do it all. I even do funny voices. Here we go. Watto's junk shop. Mad Libs.
Hey, welcome to my shop. It's Watto. If you're flying in the Outer Rim territories and you need spare junk for your space house or other odds and sods, the place to go is Watto's Junk Shop. Hey, you can find everything from robots that jump like Mexican farting beans to replacement wires for your protocol droid so it can squat until it blows a motivator. Be careful what kind of money you have in your sack, because Watto doesn't take Republic cash. You may have to barter with something shiny that you own. Greedy and chintzy Watto would love to get his grimy flippers on anything that is precious to you. And don't even think about using a Jedi mind trick on Watto. When he says something costs 10 bananas, you better pay up, otherwise he will raise the price to 20 prunes.
Anyway, that's Watto. That's a tough one. It's like the old junk shop owner, the old tinkerer. I liked Watto. He was great. His big, like, blue flying thing in Episode 1. He was great. I like Jar Jar, too. A lot of people didn't like Jar Jar. Hey, I only got 13 minutes. I can't tell you all about, like, 9 movies and other TV shows in that 13 minutes. I'm just going to play a couple more things. Star Wars Day. It's going okay, I guess. You know? It's not my best show. It's not my worst. You know? It's a little awkward, you know? Putting me on the spot with, like, 4 of my family members I never see that don't know much about Star Wars. Like, hey, what are you doing? I'm doing a show. It's prepared. Jeez. You're bringing me nothing. There's nothing coming up there. It is nice. It is nice talking to a little baby niece, though. It's fun talking to little babies. Even when they're surly. It's fun to be around babies. Babies make you feel good, you know? Huh. Star Wars is great. I love Star Wars. I think I'm going to watch a little Star Wars tonight, maybe. What should I play next? Let me think. Well, that's from Return of the Jedi. We're kind of already there, even though I wanted to play some more from Empire Strikes Back. Yeah, I only got so much time, you know. We already did a little asteroid field. We did some Yoda's theme. You know, that one's great. Oh, this one's kind of fun. This is a little Mecco. A little Mecco? Yeah. This is pretty good. There's lightsaber in the background and droids fighting and all kinds of stuff going on here. This is Miko, whatever. Some like Norwegian guy or something that was like threw some electronics into the Star Wars songs. Good stuff. I don't know, I only got 10 minutes left. You know, to me, really, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, that's it. 5, 7, 8, 9 were okay. I'm not going to play anything. Well, maybe. Maybe I'll play a little bit from 7, 8, 9, but they mostly suck. Original trilogy, 4, 5, and 6, that's Star Wars. And The Mandalorian Season 1, mostly. Mandalorian Season 1 is good. Da 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 da. Well, we only got 9 minutes left. We got to get to Return of the Jedi, and we got to get to Episode 7, 8, 9, The Mandalorian, and maybe even further on into Andor and all that stuff. Obi-Wan, Book of Boba Fett. Pretty much anything that's Disney we can avoid today. How about that? We'll avoid everything Disney today. Because I'm Chris Earle, and I'm 52, and Star Wars is for men between the ages of 40 and 70. That's pretty much what Star Wars is for. And I guess a little, sometimes a couple of girls here and there, but mostly Star Wars was the Disney movies for us boys when we were kids, because we would play, you know, girls would play with the Barbies, we'd play with Star Wars figures. Anyway, I don't know, you know, at this point, show's almost over. Who cares, you know? Let's just do a couple of little quotes from Return of the Jedi, and then I'll throw some Mandalorian on for you and gab.
I am Luke Skywalker, Jedi Knight and friend to Captain Solo.
You should not have come back.
That's how I feel every time I come to WMFO now. Jeez. Oh, Parade of the Ewoks. Ewoks, good or bad? Not bad. They were supposed to be Wookiees. It's like Lucas was just cheap. He wanted to do, like, Jedi for, like, the same price as Empire. Maybe they make tons of money in Empire, and then he wants to do the same price for Jedi. They kind of messed that up. First third of Jedi is great, with the hand getting rescued. The rest of it's kind of crappy. Well, the speeder bikes are good. And lightsaber battle at the end's good. The Ewoks are okay. And it's better than anything Disney ever did. So, yeah, Return of the Jedi's all right, I guess. All right. Good enough.
Now, young Skywalker, you will die soon.
Your skills are complete.
Yeah, let's do the Mandalorian theme song. This is always good. All right, time travelers. I'll see you next week. I'm not going to talk through this. It's too good. It's too good. Let's listen in, shall we? The Mandalorian. Great. Seasons 1, great. 2, pretty good. Luke showing up, great. Season 3, not so good. Let's listen in, shall we?
Come on, let's get out of here.
All right, time travelers, thanks for listening in here. May the 4th on May the 3rd. May the 3rd be with you. 2024, Star Wars came out May 25th, 1977. Still great. It's not as good as it once was, but still great. I love it. Enjoy some Star Wars tonight and tomorrow, everybody. See you later. I'm leaving you with the trailer from The Last Jedi, Episode 8. See you next week, time travelers. This is Chris Earl saying goodnight, WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.